we're very pleased to be joined by Jordan Romano. Jordan, thank you so much for joining us today. Before we talk about your season and some of your teammates in the Fisher Cats, we're getting close to draft day in Major League Baseball. And I know Kevin Barker here alongside me was just telling us a story about how the Detroit Tigers had called him the day of the draft, said, hey, we're making you the first pick.
The day before the draft,
sorry. We're going to pick you in the first round. And you ended up going
third round. So that's like three and a half hours later.
Tell me about your experience, Jordan, leading up to the draft. What was that like?
Yeah, so draft day, you know, it's a pretty exciting time for all the guys, you know, considered to be drafted. I was talking to a lot of teams at the time, so I wasn't, you know, I wasn't too sure who was going to draft me, you know, where I was going to go. But I knew the Jays were pretty interested. And so at first, the Jays, they called me. They were saying, you know, sixth round, that's your round, like you're going to go. So, you know, kind of waiting on it. Sixth round comes and goes, don't get picked. And then in the ninth round, they call again and they're like, hey, you know, we have a spot in the 10th round. We want to take you. I was like, all right, let's do it. And, you know, got picked. Yeah. So kind of the same thing. Right. And, so got picked in the 10th round, you know, family, super exciting. It was just kind of a really exciting day.
Yeah. Jordan, is there anything you took from that? You know, I got to be honest with you. When Detroit told me I was going to take in the first round, obviously there's more money in the first round. Even when I was getting drafted way back then, you know, the money was a little bit more in the first round than it was the third round. Is there anything you took from that, from going, you know, expecting to go somewhere around the sixth to the 10th round? Again, put a little fire, or is it just, hey, I'm happy to be drafted?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, when something like that happens, I know, like, you know, like a lot of things happen, picks can slide and, you know, they pick another guy up. But I mean, thinking I'm going to get drafted in the sixth round, you know, super pumped, telling my family, hey, you know, going in the sixth and then going in the 10th, still really exciting, but it was just kind of, you know, like I didn't go in the sixth and I was like, oh, like when am I going to get drafted now? You know? But yeah, no, it's still an exciting time. I was just honestly happy to be with the Blue Jays because that was a team, you know, I grew up cheering for. So I really wanted to get with them.
Now, Jordan, I know you were given a quick promotion to AAA. You're back at Double A. How has your year gone? I mean, obviously the numbers are good, but it also seems as if you've kind of pitched yourself. You know, I was going to say onto the radar screen. That's probably not
the
right
conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Kevin. Do you feel like you've pitched yourself into the conversation this year, or did that start last year?
Well, so last year, a big thing they wanted me to work on was changeup development because I was a reliever. They turned me into a starter, and I was really just a two-pitch guy. So, you know, they kind of, you know, you need to get that third pitch if you want to be a starter. And last year, I really didn't have it, and that was the changeup. So last year, it was, you know, it was a good year for me, but frustrating at times because I didn't really have a changeup I could throw with confidence. And, you know, third time through the order, start getting hit a little more because I didn't have that third pitch. But this year, I'd say the biggest difference for me would be having that third pitch, the changeup, and throwing it more. It's a lot better than it was last year. And I think that kind of is helping with a little of my success this year, just having that third pitch.
Yeah, is there anything you did in the windup? I know, obviously, a lot of people pitch from the stretch in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. They pitch in the windup. They do both, obviously, when you're a starter. Have you had to adjust that? And has that helped with the changeup? Because, you know, the more you pitch out of a windup as a starter, it hides the baseball more. It's harder to pick it up if you're a hitter. Has that helped or hurt you? Has it been a longer process either way?
Yeah, definitely. So when I started in Lansing, that's when I became a starter. That was 2 years ago. Yeah. I was just out of the stretch because I was reliever just out of the stretch. And I got a windup there, but, you know, always just kind of tinkering with it. You know, last year I tried a few different windups, a few different hand positions. And this year I feel like my windup's pretty locked in, like pretty repeatable as maybe last year. It wasn't as repeatable. So this year I just feel like my windup, I'm more under control this year in the windup, I'd say. So, yeah, it's definitely helped.
Jordan, tell us a little bit of the role that Vince Horsman has played in your development, because I know you talk to people in the Blue Jays organization, and they really like he's been able to work with the young guys in this organization. And you talk to some of those young guys, when they get up, they talk about how much of an impact he's had on them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it definitely helps that he's Canadian. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we already have that bond going forward. But, yeah, he's been great. The thing I like about him, when I have a question, whether good or bad, he'll answer me straight up. So, you know, if I'm asking a question about my fastball, he'll tell me, like, hey, like, it needs to get better, or, hey, your slider needs to get better to go to the big league. So that's really good. You know, he's not a guy that sugarcoats things. And that's, I really respond to that kind of coaching more than, I like honesty rather than trying to not hurt my feelings. So he's been big in that way. And this short couple weeks here, I guess month and a half, we've kind of bonded pretty well. I feel comfortable talking to him, and he's helped me out a lot.
Yeah. Now, Jordan, whenever I got drafted, I went to rookie ball, and I went with a guy named Chad Green, who was the first rounder for the Brewers. And there was a lot of press coming to those games. ESPN would come and talk to him because he was supposed to be a really good center fielder and outfielder. He was supposed to be a leadoff hitter, you know, a game changer for the big league team. So he got a lot of pub. Now, there's obviously a lot of that in Double A, you know, with Vladdy and Bo Bichette and all these things. And we sending people from Toronto down there all the time to do interviews and these kind of things. How have you handled it, and how as a whole, as a team? Because I think sometimes we forget that there's an actual team there that has to go out and try and perform with all of these outside things going on. So how's it been to just be a part of all that?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's definitely different because in Lansing, you know, we didn't have these huge prospects, and now we have press on the field every day, like Sports Illustrated, ESPN. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, the Fisher Cats are getting a lot of publicity. We're a pretty good team. So it's kind of cool. People are recognizing, like, how good our team is. And honestly, how good, like, some of these guys, like Vladimir, Bo, Biggio. And let me tell you, like, it's not just hype. These guys are some of the best players I've ever seen. So, I mean, it's pretty cool having all the publicity.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Jordan, I got one big-time question to ask you. If you were facing Vladdy and you had to get him out, how would you throw to him?
Oh, okay. Well, I've kind of gone over that in my mind. Like,
yeah, really?
How would I get him out?
That's awesome.
I would just – I have no idea. Like, his eye is so good. If he gets fooled once in an at-bat, he's not going to get fooled again. So we've kind of gone over it, and we're like, there's not too many areas to get him out. So I was just, you know, I might walk him. I don't know. Just put him on. I have no idea.
That's all. I put you on the spot there a little bit, but we've never asked a guy that question, and I wanted to ask a pitcher how he would try and get, you know, basically the best hitter on the planet in the minor leagues out.
Yeah.
You don't really.
He's hitting. You know, he's hitting 430, so I mean, it's tough to get him out. I don't know.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, what, you know, when you guys are in the dugout, you know, or when you guys are just talking, what is the talk like about Vladdy? You know, do you get a chance to talk to guys in other teams when you're just chatting or whatever before the game or after the game or whatever? What other guys say? Like, you must see some reactions from some pitchers on other teams that are, you know, surprising because it's Double A, and most of those guys, you know, they may be facing Vladdy 2 years down the road, and something else might be at stake then.
Yeah, so, I mean, the kind of general consensus in the league is everyone's kind of, like, shocked at what he's doing. So, I mean, every time I watch him play, I'm just kind of like, what's he going to do today? Like, how far is he going to hit a ball today? And I think that's kind of, like, how everyone else feels. I've never seen a player so young dominate like he's doing right now. It's unbelievable.
We're gonna let you scoot, Jordan. Really appreciate you joining us. Keep it going, man, and we'll talk to you again. We look forward to seeing you in the majors sometime soon.
Yeah, great stuff. Thank you.
All right, thanks for having me.